call from Faye. She's happy ain't dead neither. Well, I got to tell this story because we're coming up on Passover. So Bill's meeting down before he was the chazan here. He was running a congregation, and they decided as a congregation to have a fellowship meal. Oh, yeah. No, gotta. And look.
Can't make this stuff up.
I couldn't make this stuff up. So they're roasting a lamb right around time of Passover, and they're out there roasting a lamb, and they were meeting at this church, and Monday rolls around, and they were told they can't meet at the church anymore. And they said, well, why? And he says, well, you know, we can't have you Jews sacrificing a lamb on Passover. Like I said, you can't make that stuff up. Nope. Now, we did get a lamb that was sacrificed for us, but a while back, about 2,000 years. Amen. And praise God, we haven't needed to do it again because he did it once and for all. I say that because most people, you know, when I tell them that, I've gotten letters that, you know, people think I'm the beast of Revelation. It's understandable with my personality. But, you know, Bill's the anti-Bert. So I like to tell stories about Bill because it makes me look better. Yeah, I love it. Well, so no, we don't have any first-time visitors here. That's cool. So I don't have to do a lot of explaining about our brother Alex Yalenga. There's a stand-up comic here who does a routine on my brother Darrell and my other brother Darrell. I'm going to play it for you. Come on up and let's pray for you and let's pray for me. Why don't you pray for
me? Oh, Bert, you pray for
me. Okay. Just be right. Not going to get into a fight about who prays.
I pray for him, too.
Lord God, in Yeshua's name, I thank you so much for my brother and the so many years that we have had friendship and relationship. Mm-hmm. I thank you for the work that you have called him to, for his diligence. I pray, Lord God, you give him a little respite from the war here. Mm-hmm. Strengthen him, revive his spirit. Mm-hmm. I suppose we could all use a little revival.
That's right.
Grace us with your presence tonight and prepare our ears to hear everything that you have to speak to us tonight. Mm-hmm. And embolden us to speak about you where we go. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
God bless us.
Bless you too.
You give them heaven. I would have prayed for you, but
Shabbat Shalom. Well, it'll be 15 years this summer. I remember the first time I walked in here, and I was like, Lord, finally, I found your people. That was after searching for many years. And that's right. Yeah, when I look back, I just see his faithfulness. And I've always said this again and again, that you know what? You pick this book, it just messes you up. So I just bring greetings from Zambia, my wife Faye, the orphans, the different congregations under my care. They all send greetings and shalom to you guys. And I also want to, I also want to just thank you guys for your prayers, your support, and the blessings that you guys have been giving us in Zambia. There was a wonderful team that came last year in November. As a matter of fact, Mike is here, and they are planning a trip next year, and he'll be talking to those who are interested in the honor groom. So they came down to Zambia, and we've been praying for different things, and then this day I just received a call, a message, that you guys have got a well. I was like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, the people, the God's children at Roa have donated money, and they've raised money enough to for you guys to put up a well. We were so excited. You may not You may not understand this, but yeah, praise God. But yeah, over 300 million people in Africa don't have access to clean water. So we have people walk for miles just to get to drinking water. So this means so much for us. And of course, the streams, there's disease there. There are also a lot of crocodiles there. So a well has been a blessing, and people are asking questions, and we're sharing it, sure. Yeah, using the well. Hallelujah. Yes, and this has been a good year for us. We've seen the library has been set up. Some of you donated books. They came down. We have them in Zambia. We've set up the library, and the orphanage is up and running. We fought a lot of battles just to have the doors opened, but it's now open. We have 10 kids there. They are all sponsored. We have space for another 90, and we have the day school as well. It's running smoothly. We have 158 children there, and they're doing very well. Most of them love the Lord, and yeah, we've just seen the hand of God, and we just praise Him for His faithfulness. Yeah, so I do have a short DVD that I'd like to share with you guys before I go into the message that the Lord has placed on my heart, to just show you some of the things that we're doing, and I hope you'll be blessed. Thank you.
Shalom, my name is Alex Yalenga. I'm the leader of the Zambian Messianic Fellowship, a ministry of Messiah Yeshua in Africa. Africa is quietly home to hundreds of thousands of Jewish people. There are Jews in South Africa, Ethiopia, Uganda, Morocco, and Zambia, just to name a few. About 2,000 Jews and their descendants currently live and work in Zambia. The Zambia Messianic Fellowship is reaching out to the Jewish population with the good news of Messiah Yeshua. ZMF tours across the 10 provinces of Zambia to reach the scattered lost sheep of the House of Israel. We are planting Messianic Jewish congregations nationwide to meet the spiritual needs of Messianic Jews. We also support Jewish causes in Zambia and around the world And Zambia ZMF is a key participant in the yearly Israeli Independence Parade that takes place in the capital city, Lusaka. ZMF has been privileged to share Messianic Judaism with influential Zambian and international politicians and diplomats. We have shared with the last three Israeli ambassadors to Zambia, as well as the Norwegian and United Kingdom ambassadors to Zambia. Through our Shalom Zambia radio program, we are reaching over 2 million Zambians, including some of the unbelieving Jewish population. Our weekly program is recorded at the national radio station and is broadcast across Zambia. Because of God's faithfulness to both Jew and Gentile, He has allowed us to make a large impact in the Islamic and African tribal communities as well. We have had many Muslims, including Imams, come to faith in Messiah Yeshua. Our efforts have also been fruitful among the indigenous African faiths, with many coming to believe in the one true God. For 16 years, the Zambian Messianic Fellowship has been the hands and feet of Messiah Yeshua in reaching out to the lost. We appreciate not only the financial support, but also the support of your prayers for so long. We would ask you to consider coming to Zambia to support our outreach to the scattered house of Israel and experience the warmth of the Zambian people. You can contact us on the address on the screen. Experience God's faithfulness to the scattered house of Israel by being a partner with the Zambian Messianic Fellowship.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Our God is a faithful God. Yeah. In my short walk, that's one thing I've learned. He keeps His word. And I'm so fortunate and blessed to be part of His children. I'm going to share something that the Lord has placed on my heart, and it's about the Word of God, that it is not bound, it's not confined. The Word of God is not bound, and that's what I'm going to share with you guys. I know many of us are praying for revival, seeking revival, and hoping to see the kingdom advance in all those areas where there's darkness. And but I believe for this thing to happen, we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to go back to the Word of God and how we perceive the Word of God and how we relate to the Word of God. Having said all that, we must realize or tell ourselves that there's still work to be done. There still are many people out there who have never heard of the gospel. And once we know that, then we realize that we have what the world is dying to have. So I'm just here to just encourage you and hopefully excite you once again to just get passionate with the Word of God and to look at it and use it in a way that the Lord will be glorified and will be made known to the rest of the world. I know many of us here love the Lord and we live in this difficult world with a lot of challenges and a lot of discouragements, but the Lord has not left us to do it all by ourselves. I pray and hope to bring a few thoughts and words of encouragement that would take us back to this old but trusted book. That's the Word of God. It's so dear to me. Some of you know my story, how I used to walk. That's a long time back. 30 miles just to go and study the Word of God. I just love it, and I pray that we'll just be passionate once again. Through human eyes, we sometimes don't see the effect of the Word of God around us and around the world, and it is becoming increasingly common to get bored with the Word of God. And I think it's time for us to pray for that hunger, that thirst and desire for God's word to just become alive in our lives. It's like a soldier who goes out to war and does not pay attention to his weapon. You know, I don't believe he'll be safe. If we are to survive in this world, if we are to push back the enemy in this world, we need the word of God. And I know one thing that drains our faith to a certain degree is the fact that many people out there, including some of God's children, seem to doubt the efficacy of God's word in our lives and on the unbelieving world around us. I believe we are living in those times when many people cannot endure the sound teachings of the Bible. So a lot of teachings are being created on the side, and sadly they are not helping any of us. We need to go back to the word as it was given. And I believe when we do that, the Lord will begin to work in a mighty way in our lives. I'm here to tell you that we have a very precious gift in the form of the Bible. This is the gift from the invisible God. And this, I believe, it's one of those few things that we can put our hands to, yet it comes from the Father who sees us, and yet we see him by faith. 2 Timothy 2, verse 8 and 9, remember Yeshua, the Messiah, who was raised from the dead, who was a descendant of David. This is a good news I proclaim, and for which I'm suffering to the point of being bound in chains, but the word of God is not bound in chains. What does that mean to you? Well, it means a lot to me. I'm not here to try and break down walls for the word of God to go out. I believe we are called to proclaim it in love, and the Lord does the rest. Once we know that his word cannot be confined, his word cannot be blocked, then we'll have a lot of confidence, and we're going to share it with others. I don't know about you, but many times I've tried to share the word of God and people won't listen. That can be discouraging. I'm not called to change people. We're not called to change people. We're called to catch the fish. He does the cleaning himself. We have a precious word which came from the Father. If we look out there at the Jewish world and the nations at large, many people have never heard about the God of Israel. I've shared about this in the past, like in Africa. There are places where you go and you ask these people, do you guys know Yeshua or Jesus? And they look at you, it's like he doesn't live here. There are a lot of people who are in the dark. The world has about 7.2 billion people, pardon me. About 3 billion people have never heard or have never been reached with the gospel of Yeshua. In Africa alone, about 3,000 people groups have never been reached. Around the world, it's about 9,000. And yet we were commanded to take this word to the nations. Our people among the Jewish people are among the most unreached peoples in the world. Sometimes we fear to share Yeshua. The word of God is alive. We don't need to add anything to it to make it effective. It's alive on its own. There's still work to be done, and it all begins with you and me. If we're to see revival out there, if we're to see renewal within ourselves, we need to go back to the word of God, which ignites revival. Men always share with others what is precious to them. Others will share about their cars, their gadgets, you know, their positions and pleasures, ambitions, and the like. But if we're not sharing the word of God, then there's a problem. If we're sharing all these things which are not wrong in themselves about the word of God, then it shows where our heart is. We're here to share with the world what he has done.